This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 605,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. That figure is more than 140,000 in the United States. There are more than 14.4 million confirmed infections worldwide, with more than 3.7 million. The U.S. state of Florida reported over 12,000 new cases of COVID-19 Sunday, the fifth day in a row the state has announced over 10,000 new infections, even as President Donald Trump pledged that it's going to be under control. In addition, the state of Texas reported 7,300 new cases after five straight days of new infections exceeding 10,000. Officials say Las Vegas area hospitals are adding beds and staff to accommodate an increasing number of COVID-19 patients. The Clark County Fire Chief says hospital occupancy isn't high enough to activate a U.S. Army Corps of Engineers plan to use the Las Vegas Convention Center for up to 900 patients. But the Las Vegas Review Journal reports the hospitals in one county added 441 staffed beds as of Thursday, and the Nevada Hospital Association says another 49 have been added in other parts of the state. U.S. President Donald Trump is refusing to publicly comment or commit to accepting the results of the upcoming White House election, and saying that he is recalling a similar threat he made weeks before the 2016 vote. The president tells Fox News Sunday that it's too early to make such an ironclad guarantee, and he also scoffs at polls showing him lagging behind a Democrat and former Vice President Joe Biden, presumptive Democratic nominee in a presidential election. The Biden campaign says the American people will decide the election, and the government is perfectly capable of escorting trespassers out of the White House. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.